Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Soccer Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with a surprise guest, Vishal.
Hey guys, I'm back.
So we finally managed to track Vishal down. To finally talk to him about the string of United results going on.
Yes, I've been depressed and in hiding
for the last few weeks. And also to talk about Arsenal versus Chelsea in the special midweek pod, where we kind of look at the Premier League that returns in February. So we have a little bit of time to assess what's going on in this league. And actually, we have had about 23 weeks to assess what's going on in this league, and still haven't figured out what is going on in this league. But so Vishal, we'll start with the United result. We spoke about it a little bit on our regular pod episode, but we have not taken the United perspective of it. Obviously disappointing to lose at Old Trafford like this. And United's form at Old Trafford has symbolized the rut they are stuck in.
Correct. So it's simple, right? Old Trafford was Old Trafford, for Christ's sake. No team would come there thinking, oh, we have a chance here. And now almost every team, top to bottom, are coming there thinking we can pull a quick one here and get away with 3 points. Not just a draw, but with 3 points. And that is exactly what happened against Southampton. Another performance which signified United's problems, which signified United's lack of movement, lack of forward movement, for that matter.
So 11 games at Old Trafford, the first half has seen, no, I think, just one goal, and that was not scored by United. I think it was Swansea in the first half.
Yep.
Of course, that in itself is a depressing stat.
Yep.
One more thing that has probably gone a little against United is the result against Liverpool generated a lot of euphoria, but probably masked a lot of problems.
This is something that we discussed amongst ourselves, where this result might signify to a lot of people that the problems are solved, and since United have gotten the win against Liverpool, it is a great thing. It is a great thing that we did beat Liverpool, but it is also what went unnoticed is we beat Liverpool because of Liverpool's inefficiencies. It was not because of our efficiencies. While, yeah, we got one shot, one goal, well, cheers to that, but if Liverpool had decided to take their chances, we'd have lost 4-1 or 4-0 or whatever. But that being said, United's problems are so much and nothing has been done to fix it or address it. And by the end of the Southampton game, the boos that echoed at the stadium at LBG was the first ever time that something like that has ever happened at United. So, yeah.
Okay. So, that's the thing. As a United fan, it's a tough time to be a United fan, primarily because most of the people who got into backing United in the last, let's say, decade and a half, have mostly seen United as a top team.
Yep.
They have not seen a team in transition.
Yep.
Last couple of seasons have been tough that way.
Yep.
Understandable. But what do the fans really want?
As a fan, I don't mind if they finish 7th, I don't mind if they finish 8th, but all I want to see them is play the football that United are used to playing. They have the players. Anybody who says they do not have the players is lying, because they have the players, they have the required players, but they are not being used to their strengths, they are not being played in their positions, and hence the problems. And it is just appalling to see that such great players, as I won't say great players, but good players who can actually deliver results, are just not able to play because the system doesn't allow them to play.
So this has been obviously a huge point of discussion. Every single week, it seems like there are two kinds of BuzzFeed articles out, that 5 reasons LVG should still be there and 5 reasons LVG should not be there.
Yep.
So what do we do with this problem?
I said this the week LVG was a pointer. I think on our podcast, there's, I pointed out saying LVG was a mistake by United, because LVG is a man who is stuck in the year 92 with what he succeeded with Ajax, where he's still playing the same system that he used at Ajax, but the problem and what he's forgotten is football has evolved, or not, I wouldn't say evolved, but has changed significantly since. Where he is expected a certain he's expected football to be a constant, where he expects young players to be coming in from every spot, he expects everyone to be on level terms, he expects, which is not the case anymore. Money has come in, bigger players have been brought in, and every club is going for instant success links. Every club has better players than United on paper. And that is exactly the mistake where he made. I'm all for him bringing youth players into the squad. The difference being, this is not the class of 92 where each of the youth players are something, are world class at the age of 19 and 18. These are players who still have a lot to learn in this team, and they are not ready to deliver at the big stage. And the biggest problem being, who they are playing with are not able to deliver as well. So the whole system is failing right now.
So let's put it this way. Last week after the Liverpool win, one of my first reactions was that United are just 7 points off the top. And there was, I mean, you could even call them legitimate title contenders in this topsy-turvy season. But suddenly one week, another result, and it completely seems outrageous to even have thought about that last week.
So even a lot of the pundits came ahead and said that, LBG himself said that we are title contenders. That's a load of rubbish, because we were never going to have to stand a chance of winning the title against, let's say, when we go up against City, or even for the matter, even Leicester will take us for a walk in.
Or Spurs, who have been excellent.
Spurs will absolutely hammer us in the current form they are in. They have been so good, so Spurs will absolutely take us to the cleaners. So because every time somebody hits us with pace, we are struggling. Every time, everybody's been talking about United's great defense, and I think we've been lucky. It is not a fact that we've been defending very well. I think we've been lucky in a lot of the games, because we have numbers, as in the midfielders do not push forward. As a result, it is harder to break United down. But yeah, I think talking of title is ridiculous. I think if we are in the top 4, we are lucky.
Okay, so that's what United
because for all practical reasons, 3 spots in the top 4 have already been sealed by City, Leicester and Arsenal, because Leicester have to go on a major downfall to really lose the top 4 spot. And so 3 out of the 4 spots are the same, and with the way Spurs are playing, I think they'll have a huge chain who's going to finish in the top 4.
So could be finally that elusive top 4 spot for the Spurs. From United, we shift our focus to another result of the week. A result that, you know, in hindsight, looks like something we should have seen coming from a mile away. Chelsea 1, Arsenal 0. The red card for Arsenal. Another example of, for all the talk that has been there about how mentally they have been better at this season in a title charge, the fragility is back at the front.
Yeah. So, one, poor Mourinho, because the one thing he always thought he had was 1-up over Arsenal. So, apparently Chelsea don't need him to have 1-up over Arsenal. But
let's talk about a couple of these incidents in the game there. Of course, there was a red card incident. But really, what happened next was must have surprised
you. So, which is what, when you said the mental strength of Arsenal as a thing. So I think the players showed tremendous mental strength in this game as well. But the one who did not show mental strength was Wenger. Because as soon as Arsenal lost a player and they lost Motorcycle, the first thing Wenger did at home was remove a striker and bring on another defender, which in itself was surrender.
Against a team that has been very, very poor in defending
this
season.
Exactly. Which he should, as in, if he should have taken somebody off, it should have been Walcott, not Giroud. Yeah, because Giroud has been your mainstay, and Giroud would have troubled Chelsea for fun, because Ozil thrives on feeding a person like Giroud. But what did Wenger do? He removes his striker, and from there on, and in the next 2 minutes, they concede a goal. He brought on a defender. What did that lead to? A goal. Because what happens when you bring on a defender in the middle of such a game is it changes the system, because the defender is not part of the training in terms of the starting level. He was always plan B, and plan B in minute 20 is just not cool. It doesn't matter if you're down to 10 men, but he could have waited for 60 minutes and then taken stock and made substitution, because at 60th minute you've already made one substitution where you removed a striker and you're bringing on Sanchez or Oxlade-Chamberlain are players who supply to the striker and not necessarily a mainstay striker, because Arsenal play the rest of the game without a striker. So while the players who did perform well for the rest of the game and had the best chances, in fact, what was missing was a striker, because if Flamini is getting a best chance of the game, there is something very wrong.
So this brings us back to this whole topsy-turvy title race, because now Manchester City are definitely contenders. Arsenal and City are equal on points, and the margins are so fine that Arsenal now sit at third after having topped the table last week. Leicester, of course, are 3 points clear. Just below them are Tottenham Hotspur on an unbeaten streak. Surely they are title contenders too.
Because I think these, especially Arsenal and City, I think Leicester are very conscious about who's around and what's happening, but I think Arsenal and City are kind of in their own bubble, thinking they both are the title contenders and they both have a huge say in what's going to happen. So the challenge for City, the challenge for them is to keep an eye on Tottenham, because they're creeping up, and they're creeping up well. They're beating teams for fun, they're beating teams comprehensively, they're being defensively very strong. They can score goals for fun. They have an amazing
They have conceded
striker.
The least number of goals in the league. So as simple as that.
So they're doing everything right. The best defense with one of the best attacking lines, with a great midfield, with players stepping up and young player group of players stepping up. This Tottenham side reminds me of a United 92, 93, 94 because a lot of the players are from the youth academy. A lot of the players are future England stars, and it's almost like Pochettino has made them such a hard-working player. Such a hard-working squad rather, where he's nailing things down, and all the leads that was left behind by Daniel Levy, and of course Daniel Levy is still there, but he's having a far lesser say in what's happening now. All the leads left behind, the past managers and the ridiculous buys of 100 million has been fixed by him, and he's still using the same, almost the same set of players.
So let's put it this way: for the first time in 3 years of the history of Soccer Sense and 4 seasons, we're actually talking about Spurs seriously on this podcast.
Yep.
And that shows the kind of turnaround and respect they've
also amazing respect to Pochettino. To see what this man has done to this club is really amazing.
So we shall probably be talking more about the Spurs. They have been playing a very exciting brand of football, and we hope we will be getting a chance to do that later on as we move ahead with this season of the podcast, which has been just as topsy-turvy as the league itself. So we'll get to you there. In the meantime, you can find us on iTunes at Soccer Sense and on Stitcher if you use Stitcher for your podcast on Soccer Sense. Look for us there and subscribe. Till next time, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys. I'll be back.
All right, see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.